Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouth and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Yes! Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. out to praise him. The whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on over to your mouth and just thank God for what God has done, what he's doing, what he's about to do. Come on into him without faith this morning. Come on and shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we enter in this day, amen, without faith, trusting God for a mighty move in our life and those in our family. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, amen, this day, oh God. Hallelujah, we just want to say thank you. Come on and open up your mouth and shout, amen. I want you to understand in your shout, hallelujah, breakthrough will come, in your shout, healing will come, in your shout, deliverance will come, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, in your shout, blessings will overtake you and run you down, amen. Come on and open up your mouth and give God some praise this morning. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Amen. And delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord. You his saints, there is no one for those who fear him. The young lion lacks and suffer, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come on, let's receive on today, church. Amen. How many of y'all come to be changed this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. We don't come to be the same. We come to be changed, oh Lord. Let our minds be renewed, oh God, as we enter in this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, only begotten Son, and through his precious blood. Father God, we come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Oh Lord, we come surrendering all over to your God with holding nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you for new verses and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us, oh God, and not ourselves, oh God. Lord, we thank you that it's you that has kept your word and angels around us to protect us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we are healed, delivered, and set free, amen. That we are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, because you have blessed us, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. That it cleanses us from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. Amen. It allows us to come boldly to the throne of grace according to Hebrews 4:16. We are thankful for the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that protects us, that heals us, that cleanses us, amen, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, that justifies us, that makes all things new. So Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we praise your holy name. We rejoice in the hearing and the calling on your name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now. Great and mighty in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let that be a great pouring in, oh God. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Amen. Take the vows of thy truth, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus. The same, that you release your warring angels of war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Oh Lord, we come to worship you as you desire. Hallelujah, in truth and in spirit, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, right now, God. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, not just for myself, but all that's on the line today, and all that their love is concerned about. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you to forgive us from all our sins, all our iniquities, all our trespasses and transgressions, sins of commission and sins of omission, and all other sins, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare that our sins are forgiven and that we are cleansed and washed in Christ. Father, you're forgiving all unrighteousness right now to the intrinsic and quantum level. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh God, a right heart, respond and repentant in all its ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to seek you more and become seeking in first your kingdom and all your righteousness, oh God. Know that all we need shall be added unto us. We just want to say thank you, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. For all our needs are met. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us on today. We cry out, oh God. Help those in our families. We cry out, oh God. Help those that we love and concerned about. We cry out, oh God, that you will help those, oh God, that are in a position to lead this country, oh God, that they will have the mind of Christ, oh God, in a heart that serve you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory on today over all sickness and diseases, victory over our finances, victory over our children, victory over our marriages, amen, victory over our jobs, amen, victory over all of our businesses. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, what is it that you have for us to do? Amen. And we shall be obedient, oh, God, to do all that you called us to do. So we bind our will to your will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us, to the full measure of Christ Jesus, that operates on the inside. We decree and declare with all faith that we have a resurrection power working on the inside because we have Christ abiding in us. If we abide in him, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us today. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Heaven, God, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, mind, unclean, tormented, demonic, sin, and strong man. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence, and everyone we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and we loosen to where Jesus sends them. We bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, yes, in Jesus' name, that you uproot the wicked ones of God. They can be cast down right now, cut down in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That we, your children, may live in peace, amen. Enjoy this day in peace that you've given us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, according to Matthew 24 and 35, and that your mercy endures forever, according to Psalm 118 and 1. We thank you for your grace and sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, for your angels and for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation, oh God, that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, according to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our household are saved, according to Acts 16 and 31, for your righteousness that is imparted into us, according to 1 Corinthians 5 and 21. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, the inward voice, hallelujah, the inward witness, the temple of the Lord our God, according to Proverbs 20 and 27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17 and 17. Thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding, according to Philippians 4 and 7. Thank you for your ever, hallelujah, thank you for every battle and every problem we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge point to become what solid was, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Hallelujah to your name, God. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root so we can bear fruit. Amen. We know that the child of our faith turns into patience, growing up and forming to present men and women wanting nothing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you that we act. Hallelujah. whatever we will. And as long as we are connected to the vine, we have that when we petition. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your provision as you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for divine prosperity. Hallelujah. Thank you for prayer. Hallelujah. For healing us, past, present, and future. As you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for divine help, O Lord. Thank you for physical and spiritual healing. Healing it, hallelujah, taste it. Thank you for the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the grass, the air, the water, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the mountains, the valleys, and all other wonderful things that you created for us, but yet we take for granted. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being present with us always. Thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, taste, gifts of healing, workers of miracles, prophecies of discerning of spirits, diverse tongues of Christ, and the interpretation of tongues, according to 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. Thank you for the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We the King of God, we have all that blessed one. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 96, the way, the truth, the life, according to John 14 and 6, the light according to John 8 and 12, the door according to John 10 and 9, the bread of life according to John 6 and 35, the good shepherd according to John 10 and 11, the redeemer according to Psalm 28 and 35, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords according to Revelation 19 and 16. Heavenly Father, we praise and we thank you for everything that you have done, for everything that you're doing right now, even in this service, for everything you're going to do. Oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, do a new work in us, oh, God. Do a quick work, oh, God. Oh, Lord, do it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, remove every delay to our blessing. Remove every delay to our principle. Remove every delay to our healing, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, for you are the Redeemer, that we are Redeemers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are made up our minds today that we're not going to turn back, that we're going to follow Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lead us down the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, oh God. For your word said that a good man shall be honored by you. Oh Lord, we know that all good things are coming from you. Lord, so we ask that Jesus' name, order ourselves, oh God, that we will truly be blessed, Father. Lord, we pray for the right position that we may be able to receive from you, oh God, that we will not miss out. So we decree and declare by faith that there will be no missed opportunities, amen. No setback, no losses, no lack, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall not be denied. We will not take an account of this of substitute, but we are children of God. Go after the kingdom of God. Lord, we just want to say thank you that you made it already available for us through Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary. That's done it all, amen. Hallelujah. That we are reconciled back to our Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have your way, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come lifting up to who's on the line today. Every household, oh God, we lift up your daughter, Angela Greeno, today. We lift up your daughter, Sister Connie Northern, today. We lift up Minister Martin Green and his family, oh God. We lift up Brother Aaron, hallelujah. Minister Vern Green and his family, hallelujah. And Brother Joe Washington and his family, oh God. We lift up your daughter, hallelujah. Devontae Shepherd and her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you move, oh God. We lift up our mother, Kathy Hudson, oh God. We lift up our grandmother, Helen Nellie, Donovan, today. Oh Lord, we lift up our brother, Sarah Miller, oh today. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you move mighty in us, oh God. Lord, help us on today, oh God. Remove every spiritual numbers, oh God. We've been in the place, oh God, that they put some type of curse on us, oh God. Let it be removed right now. Remove every spiritual justice, Father, that we can hear and receive from you, oh God. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. They shall not speak no evil against our life or those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, remove every spiritual blindness. Hallelujah. See your name, God. Oh, Lord, that we can see, oh God, every step that we take, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Lord, let it be right now. now fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, amen, fresh revelation, fresh man of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, hallelujah. Oh Lord, let us receive fresh oil upon our heads, oh God. Right now, God, let our head lack no oil, and our garments to remain white. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us today. Oh Father, we bless your name. If it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where would we be? Well, Lord, we thank you that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, see you in the future. Many of us are going through some things for the God that we have not allowed anyone else to know about. But Lord, you know all things, for all things are in your hands. So Lord, we ask right now that you would just touch the life and the body of your children, Father God. That you would release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now, Father God. That healing would spring forth, oh God, right now, that we may be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. We know, oh God, you'd be a God of turnaround. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let it be done today. And we testify your goodness right now. We walk by faith and not by sight. So we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are healed, that we are delivered right now from depression, oppression, hallelujah, fear, worry, doubt, sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We're delivered from frustration. We're delivered from anger, rage, and wrath, bitterness. We're delivered from our past, amen. We're delivered from being distracted. We're delivered from guilt, shame, and condemnation. We're delivered from back, poverty, hallelujah, and death right now. We are delivered, amen, from bitterness and manipulation and control. We are delivered from self-criticalness, self-delusion, amen, self-analysis. We are delivered right now from every addiction, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for this deliverance. We are delivered from everything that's not of you, Lord, because you've given us the power that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. So we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are delivered, that we are set free, that we are blessed, that we are filled with the Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory this morning, your Shekinah glory. Lord, let your glory be seen on each of us, that all will know that we have been sent by you. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, God, what is it that you have for us to do? Help us to understand, oh God, your plan for our life. Understand your word says that you did not come to do us an evil or any harm, but to give us a hope and a future and expected it. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name on today, Father God, and all the days of our life, oh God. Bless us, oh God, to be able to continually to worship you and praise your God in the midst of everything that's going on, whether good or not, oh God. To seek you even more, oh God, in every situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my mare kono, oh, shana mare kishataya. Oh, Lord, help me today. According to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Amen. I was so thirsty for you, for the living God. I was so furious, overwhelming desires. They even pine for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let that fire bear firmly and increasingly in each of us, oh God. Uphold us with thy free spirit, oh God. And let God be magnified, Lord, if there be any wicked one. I said it, Jesus. If there be any wicked way in us, or those in our family, and those that we love, oh God, if there be any wicked ways within us, let it be exposed right now, oh God, and taken out the way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, or God, that light will even be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and your loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the day long, oh God. Create in us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And make our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savior aroma. That you will be glorified, honored in our life. Be a praise in everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ, Holy Lord. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, have your way. We praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor, and we give it to you. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in each of us, amen, and it's manifesting its glorious presence right now, amen, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and it's taking place right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. As we enter in this service on today, we thank you for your word that's going to go forth. Lord, we ask that we are, hallelujah, that we're able to hear you, Lord, and your message. That we're able to receive the word, oh God, that you have for us today, and that we will apply that word to our daily lives, amen, and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we come against the spirit of fear. For your word says that perfect love casts out all fear. So we thank you, Lord, for your perfect love. We bless your name, Father God. Lord, I ask that you increase the love, oh God, that we'll be able to love like Christ, amen, hallelujah, to give like Christ, amen, be a help like Christ, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Lord, I pray in Jesus Christ's holy name that there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God. But all that is here, God, to have the ear to hear and receive on today, be blessed, oh God. Blessings are overflowing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, blessings, amen, that will run us down, take us over, that it will be so much, oh God, the overflow, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And we thank you, Father. Let us find favor in our sight, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for divine turnaround this morning. Amen. We thank you for your peace that is coming, peace that is still. Amen. Hallelujah. And that we will continue to hold on to the peace that you've given us. For your word says, the word did not give it, so the world cannot take it away. So, Lord, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for working it out for our good. Lord, we love you. We thank you that you loved us first. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll bless us and all who we pray for him today and all that we love and concerned about not going and coming on today, oh God. Let us receive and all that we love and concerned about that we travel on today, traveling grace and mercy. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdown, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. Over every family member, every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, over our home, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare what I'll say, that we are covered with the full armor of God from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That protects us from every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it to sever all ties with the enemy, cut ourselves loose from every attack, plan, and agenda, every messenger of Satan, amen, every trickery, every stronghold, and soul tie right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you for your full armor. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. And as we enter in, God, we just ask that you have your way, Holy Spirit, as we enter into this service of today. Have your way. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare with all faith. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. Amen. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. That we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love the Lord. And we just want to say thank you that we can decree and declare that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. That we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. And we are blessed. Amen. Beyond measure. We thank you for our Lord Jesus, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Lord, we can't thank you enough this morning, but yet still we thank you. The fact that we are breathing again, that we're here. We know who we are, whose we are, and where we are. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your mighty work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, come on. Hey, hey, come on. In the name of Jesus, we enter in. Oh, shout out, oh, shout out, my kid, shout out, right where you are. Come on and shout, give God some praise right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Just being thankful for another day that God has given us that we can enter in. So we enter in on today. Hallelujah. We welcome you all with the love of Christ this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Welcome, everyone, here to Sunday service this morning. This is such a glorious day. So we're going to rejoice in this day because God has given us this day. This is God's day that he has made for us, yes, and we shall rejoice and be so glad in it. So welcome, 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 every single one. Here to Sunday service this morning. We just want to thank y'all for welcoming us. You could have been anywhere. Thank y'all for being right here with us, yes, helping Lord. Us to lift up the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but this is such a beautiful day here in Houston, Texas. Yes. Hopefully it's such a beautiful day in the city that you live in. Welcome every single one here that's with us in Texas. Everyone that's with us here from Louisiana, we love you so much. Thank y'all for loving us just as much. Every single one of our brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts and relatives there in New York City. Hallelujah. There's such a blessing, yeah, to have the city of New York and family members and friends that come to Sunday service with us. So welcome each and every one of y'all here to Sunday service. Over in Chicago, Illinois, Minister Learn Green, he and his family are there, family and friends there. Welcome, Chicago, Illinois, here to Sunday service this morning. We love y'all as well. Thank y'all for loving us in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We are the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning. We welcome you.
Yes, welcome you, welcome you. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like you to press 1. Press 1 on your phones. We will open up your lines and let us know who you are and where you're from. If you have a testimony, it's the time to testify. Amen. This is the time to come to God for those things that are so heavy on our minds and so heavy on our hearts. You know, this is where we bring our things to the altar. We come to the altar for prayer. This is the opportunity for you to pray. Pray about those things. And we are all here together. So the Bible tells us over here in John 14, you know, that if we were asking in the name of Jesus, anything that we ask in the name of Jesus, he said that I will do. That's what God said. That's what Jesus said. So this is that opportunity. If you are online, do call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1. For your prayer petitions, or to let us know, you know, that you are here with us. You're here in Sunday service with us. Amen again. So welcome. here to Sunday service one more time. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited. Amen. At this, for all that are new here on the line with us today, we welcome you, as Pastor Amanda said.
Yeah.
We are every Sunday on our 10 o'clock service, excuse me, we have our communion. So if you could grab your elements and all that you need for communion, your grape juice, your wine, your cracker, your bread, your water, we're going to take communion this morning, and we'd like for you to partake in communion with us. It is a blessing and an honor to be able to partake in communion. So we're going to, if you can grab those items for us, we're going to have a song selection, and right after that, we're going to partake in communion, so you'll be ready for communion. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joe Washington out of New York, New York. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Yes, good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. May God bless each and every one of you, including me, my family, and all families all over the world. When my work on earth is done, I'm going home to live with God. All my trouble will be over. I will make a new song. On that morning when I arrive, I will shake the dust from my feet and wipe my weary eyes. I know that my chores soon will be over. By and by, by and by, that day surely will come. By and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior throne. Oh, by and by, I'll be singing a new song. It may be early in the morning when I get home. By and by, That day surely will come. By and by, I'll be somewhere around my Savior throne. Whoa, by and by, I'll be singing a new song. It may be early in the morning when I get home. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for blessing us with this beautiful song. I'm just here just listening at you sing, and in my spirit, I'm saying, you know, what a anointed and beautiful voice that you have. It really, really, really blessed me. And I know that it really did bless others that are here listening as well. So God bless you, Uncle Joe. May every single virtue that left your body be returned to you so mightily in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. At this time, we're going to partake in our communion at this time. Amen. So if you have your elements prepared. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 to 20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll give you all a second here to go ahead and grab your, if you haven't had your things for communion, go ahead and grab it right now. If you didn't hear it, you're just coming in. We're taking communion at this time. So go ahead and grab your things for communion. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. We welcome you here. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Oh, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your finished works right here on the cross. Thank you for every single provision that you have made available for us right now, Lord. We just want to just sit and just in that awe, in that moment of knowing that you are our God. Thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us, let us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you and we trust in you that you have forgiven us already for all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your broken body. Your broken body. Your body was broken for our sins, Lord. It was broken for all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, hallelujah, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for loving us and touching us and healing us in your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord. You may eat, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Your word says in Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, it says that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood, it justifies us in the name of Jesus. Your blood sanctifies us. Your blood redeems us. Your blood cleanses us. Your blood washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the holy name of Jesus. So we now take this cup. Hallelujah. In remembrance of you, Lord. You may drink, church. Hallelujah. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray his prayer with love and thanksgiving. And the whole body of Christ, we do say amen and amen again. What can wash you? Hallelujah. What can wash you? You know, when you start to think about all that you've been involved in, what can wash? Well, let me say, who can wash all away your sins? Who can take all your sins away? We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. See, when you start to think about the blood of Jesus, being covered in the blood of Jesus, so you don't have to be worried about being terrorized about those things that you have been involved in. You don't have to worry about those things that you have been thinking about that keep you back in the past. When you know that you are redeemed, when you know that you are covered by the blood, when we say that, church, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every single time that somebody or those thoughts try to remind you of who you used to be, will you open up your mouth and say, I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you cover us. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We're gonna have song selection. We'll be right back here for the speech word. Hallelujah. So stay with us.
Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings, kings and kingdoms, they shall pass away. Oh, but there's something. When I call him in the midnight hour, there's something about. Woo! Something about that name. Yeah. Come on, give that name praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart's breath. Feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume, your heart's presence. Room. This is holy
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service this morning. We are so excited to be right here in the presence of the Lord. We are so excited. Help me to welcome this beautiful spirit of God. Hallelujah. My beautiful wife. Apostle Tawanika Manning, who God have called and anointed for this particular time to be able to bring his word forward, that we may be filled, not by her words, but by God's word. Hallelujah. So very devoted to her church, so very devoted to her family, church family and her biological family and friends, you know, devoted woman of God, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit and willing to allow him to go forward. Hallelujah. She follows. Amen. A devoted mother. Hallelujah. Yes. Help me to welcome our apostle, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, amen. I believe in praising him, amen, all through the day, not just right now. But oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We enter in to receive on today. How many of y'all come to receive on today? We didn't come to leave empty-handed, amen. We came to be filled, amen. I pray, feeling that you be filled to overflowing, amen. Hallelujah, that others be blessed by the overflow. It's freedom you receive that you may give to others, amen. So let us pray as we enter in. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I give our honor, praise to the hallelujah, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my Heavenly Father, who's the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you're doing right now in this service. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done, O God. Anoint my mouth, O God, that I will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Touch the heart and mind of your children this day. I come against every spirit of distraction, every unteachable spirit right now, and I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I decree and declare deliverance on this line from every attack of the enemy right now that will stop us from receiving what thus said the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 6:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Yeah. And we receive it by faith right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we enter in and receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This morning, church, we're going to be in the book of Esther. We're going to go through the book of Esther, some very important points in Esther. The message today is it's turning around. Hallelujah. It's turning around. I want you to understand we serve a God of turnaround. He's able to turn that thing around. Amen. Just when you think that you're about to go under, just when you think you've come to the end, God is able to turn that thing around. When the doctor has spoken death over you, God is able to step in and speak life and turn that thing around for your good. I want want you to understand, church, today is turning around. If you just can believe, God is able to do all things. Hallelujah. He is able. All that's in his hands. I don't care where you're at right now. I don't care if it's hard for you to get started. God is able to turn that thing around right now in the name of Jesus Christ. That thing that has failed you, that thing when they denied you, God is about to turn it around.
Hallelujah.
For your good. Amen. Hallelujah. It is not going to be just for your good, but for others. Amen. It is set up so it can be a blessing to all of God's children.
Yeah.
It's turning around. Will you just say that today, church? It's turning around.
It's turning around.
It's turning around.
It's turning around.
It gives a whole new meaning when the word says, God before you, who can be against you? See,
yeah.
If God is where I want you to understand and know, it's turning around.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When great is he that's in you, that he that's in the word, I want you to know that he is turning around. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that when you're connected to the vine, I want you to understand it's turning around. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you, if you believe and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know today, church, it's turning around.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a God of turnaround. Amen. That's what the enemy has set out, amen, to use to destroy you. God is about to turn it around for your good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Because guess what? You're already victorious through Christ Jesus. So, hallelujah. You're up for the turnaround. I want you to know that. You're up for the turnaround. It's turning around for your good.
Turn it around for my good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to start in the book of Esther. Like I said, we're going to kind of go through Esther a little bit. Amen. I just want you to bear with me because I want you to see how God works those things out for our good, how God turns those things around for our good. That's that the enemy has set out to destroy us. That's that the enemy has set out to take you out. Amen. To kill you. Hallelujah. God has said, I'm going to turn that thing around if you just trust me, if you would just stand on my word, if you would just stand on my promises of yes and amen, if you just believe that I am, hallelujah, who I say I am, that I'm able to do all things. Hallelujah. When you understand all that God has done and all that he's about to do, you can stand and know it's turning around for me. Amen. You can speak hallelujah over yourself. You can encourage yourself. It's turning around for me. Hallelujah. You can speak into the face of your enemy and say, I don't care what you're doing, how long you're doing, it's turning around for me.
Yeah.
Yes. I serve a God of turnaround, and he's able to turn that thing around for me right now in the midst of my pain, ache, and discomfort, in the midst of the battle that I'm going through. He's able to turn it around, and I can decree and declare right now victory, though I may not see it right now, because I walk by faith and not by sight. I know that this thing is turning around. I can decree and declare at the start line, because when I get to the finish line, I'm already victorious in the middle of the race, that God can turn it around. I win each and every time. Hallelujah. How many believe that today for yourself, that God is turning it around? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. God is able to turn that thing around in your marriage, in your kindness, in your work, in your business, in your health and healing. He's able to turn it around. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who shana my bo shake? Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hey, 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 hey. Woo! He's turning around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He will prepare a table
mm-hmm.
before you.
Yeah.
In the presence.
Yeah.
Of your enemies.
Amen.
This is what turnaround looks
Amen.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
That thing that's been trying to take you out. He said, I'm going to prepare a table before you in the presence of you. They're going to watch you eat. They're going to watch you be blessed. They're going to watch the favor of God upon your life because God is turning that thing around for your good. Though they come behind your back, those same backbiters, God is about to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies because he's turning that thing around. The Bible says, yet while you're still praying, God has already answered. When Peter was locked up in the jail, he was set up to be persecuted the next day. The angel of the Lord came in and turned that thing around. They were, while they were still praying, Peter was at the door knocking. They could not believe that their prayers were answered, that they were praying for. It was telling the answer was at the door. Let me in. God has turned that thing around. They said it ain't no way. Did ask Peter, maybe it's his spirit. She said, no, it's Peter. Let's just want you to know, brothers and sisters, God is a God of turnaround.
Yeah.
When he when he sent Jesus. Do you understand it though? He came to turn that thing around. What Adam had did, the fall of man, he sent his only begotten son in sinful flesh to turn it around for our good.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. When Lazarus lay dead, hallelujah, for many days, Jesus came and he turned that thing around. But he said, if you can believe that I am who I say I am, that I'm able to raise him up again, that God would turn that thing around for you, brother. He would turn that thing around for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God.
Yes. Turn it around.
Thank you. He's turning around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us get to the scripture.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father.
Thank you.
The Bible says in the book of Esther,
uh-huh.
and I pray you all can hear me well today.
Yes.
See, because the enemy wants you to believe that it's over.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to believe that hello, you played your last card.
Yes.
He wants you to believe that you spent your last time and it's over.
Yes.
He wants you to believe you're about to take your last breath.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to get this today, church,
yes.
that God is about to turn it around.
Amen.
He's about to not just turn it around, but he's about to turn it around for your good. Amen?
Yes.
He's about to turn it around to bless you, to bless your children from generation to generation. I want you to understand he don't just do a little bit. He's doing something great and mighty because we serve a great, mighty God. Amen. I want you to know he's not about to do the ordinary. He's about to do an extraordinary thing in you. If you could just believe on today and receive in the name of Jesus Christ, it's about to turn around for your good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He has it set up. He has it set up that it works all together for your good. Amen. He has it set up that you will receive and expect it in. Amen. Though you go through right now, hallelujah, if you just believe in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your battle, that God is able to turn it around, call upon him.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in the book of Esther, and like I said, I'm going to be going different places in the book of Esther so we can see how God worked that thing out for the good, how God turned that thing around.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Esther, and I'm going to read 1 through 11, and I'm going to go to Esther 5, and I'm going to go to Esther 6 and 7. I'm going to wrap up in 7. The Bible says in the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 1, it says, after these things, King Ahasuerus promoted Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes who were with him. And all the king's servants who were within the king's gate bowed and paid homage to Haman. For so the king had commanded concerning him, but Mordecai would not bow and pay homage. Then the king's servants who were within the king's gate said to Mordecai, why do you transgress the king's command? Now it happened when they spoke to him daily and he would not listen to them, that they told it to Haman to see whether Mordecai's words would stand, for Mordecai had told them that he was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
When Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow or pay him homage, Haman was filled with wrath, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had told him of the people of Mordecai. Instead, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews who were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, the people of Mordecai. Verse 7 says, in the first month, which is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, that is the lot, before Haman to determine the day and the month until it fell on the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus that there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the people in all the province of your kingdom. Their laws are different from other peoples, and they do not keep the king's law. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain. Verse 9 said, if it please the king, let a decree be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver into the hands of those who do the work to bring it into the king's treasuries. Verse 10 says, so the king took his signet ring from his hand and gave it to Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. And the king said, Haman, the money and the people are given to you to do with them as seem good to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we're looking at here in this scripture, church, Mordecai, he refused to kneel down before Haman. Jews did bow down to governing authorities at times as a sign of respect. But Haman's ancestors were ancient enemies of the Jews. So Israel had been commanded by God to blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. So Mordecai was not about to kneel before wicked Haman and by his act acknowledge Haman as a god. So Daniel's three friends had the same convictions in the book of Daniel 3. We must worship God and God alone. Amen. We should never let any person or institution or government take God's place. When people demand loyalties or duties from you that do not honor God, don't give in. It may be time to take a stand. Why did Haman want to destroy all Jews just because of one man's action? One, Haman was an Agagite, a descendant of Agag, king of the Amalekites, you all. Amen. The Amalekites were ancient enemies of the Israelites. Hallelujah. So Haman's hatred, so we can get an understanding of where I'm going with the scripture this morning. Amen. Haman's hatred was directed not just to Mordecai, but to all the Jews. And second in command of Persian Empire, Haman loved his power and authority and the reverence shown him. So the Jews have ever looked to God as their final authority, not to any man. Amen. So Haman realized that the only way to fulfill his self-centered desires was to kill all those who disregarded his authority. His quest for personal power and his hatred to the Jewish race consumed him. Hallelujah. So as we go on to chapter 5, amen, and I want you to bear with me here, amen, hallelujah, and we'll see how God turned this thing around for those who don't know this story, amen, and those who do, amen, to understand that God is still able to turn that thing around for your good. Amen. When we look in Esther chapter 5, verse 9 through 14, the Bible says, so Haman went out that day joyful with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate and that he did not stand or tremble before him, he was filled with indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home, and he sent and called for his friends and his wife Zeresh. Then Haman told them of his great riches, the multitude of his children, everything in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him above the officials and servants of the king. Verse 12 said, moreover, Haman said, besides Queen Esther invited no one but me to come in with the king to the banquet that she prepared, and tomorrow and I am again invited by her along with the king. Yet all this avails me nothing so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Yeah. Verse 14 says, then his wife Zeresh and all his friends said to him, let a gallows be made 50 cubits high, and in the morning suggested the king that Mordecai be hanged on it. Then go merely, hallelujah, with the king to the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, so he had the gallows made. So we had the gallows made. Then we go down to, hallelujah, chapter 6, and I'm going to read through to verse 14 here. That night, the king could not sleep, the Bible says. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of the Bithatna and Teres, two of the king's eunuchs, that doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus. So then the king said, what honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to go back just a little bit here in verse 14 in chapter 5 and understand it. See, Haman's family and friends who were as arrogant as he suggested that the gallows be 75 feet high, probably built on the city wall or some prominent building. So they wanted to make sure that all the people of the city saw Mordecai's death and will be reminded of the consequences of disobeying Haman.
Yeah.
But we will see how God turns that thing around. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to see how God turns this thing around. So when we're here in our chapter 6, as we're reading, we see here that the king is unable to sleep. The king decided to review the history of his reign, and his servants read to him about Mordecai's good deed. Look how God is working. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. See, he will wake that one up out of sleep. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. To help, to bless you. Because, see, I want you to say God works through people.
Yeah.
See, this seems coincidental, but God is always at work. God has been working quietly and patiently throughout your life as well. See, the events that have come together for good are not merely coincidence. They are the result of God's sovereign control over the course of people's lives.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to understand God is able. Hallelujah. God is able, and he is turning that thing around for your good.
Amen.
The Bible says, hallelujah, in verse, and I'll pick up back here in verse 3. It says, and then the king said, what honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? And the Bible says, and the king's servant who attended him, hallelujah, said, nothing has been done for him. So the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had just entered, hallelujah, entered the outer court of the king's palace to suggest that king hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. The king's servant said to him, Haman is there standing in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in and the king asked him, what shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor? Watch this, hallelujah. Now Haman thought in his heart, whom would the king delight to honor more than me? And Haman asked the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let a robe be brought which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on his head. Then let this, hallelujah, robe and horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble prince, that he may array the men whom the king delights to honor. Then parade him on, hallelujah, on horseback through the city square and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Then the king said to Haman, hurry, take the robe and the horse, as you have suggested, and do this for Mordecai, the Jew who sits within the king's gate. Leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken. I want you to understand, when God's doing, he's going to say, don't leave nothing undone. And then make sure all is done. Leave nothing undone. See, that the enemy has set out to destroy you. God is about to turn that thing around for your good, leaving nothing undone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand what God is about to do in your life. He's about to turn that thing around. That the enemy has set out to destroy you, to take you down. God's about to bless you. And hallelujah. And he's going to make sure that all sees that the enemy set out to destroy you. God is going to turn that thing around. And everything that the enemy set out to destroy you, it will destroy them. For every pit that the enemy has dug for you to fall in, they will fall into their own pits. Every net that they laid out for you to be entangled and captured in, they're about to be entangled and captured in their own nets. Hallelujah. That's the reason it's childhood. We serve a God to turn around, and it's turning around for your good.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, then the king said to Haman, hurry, take the robe, the horse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leave nothing undone. The Bible says in verse 7, so Haman took the robe. See, that's the one that tried to destroy you. God is preparing the table to follow you, for you in the presence of your enemies. He's taking the same one that was trying to curse you to turn around and bless you. The Bible says, so Haman took the robe and the horse, arrayed Mordecai, and led him on a horseback through the city square, and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Afterward, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house, mourning with his head covered. When Haman told his wife Zeresh, my God, and all his friends, everything that happened to him, his wife, and his wife Sarah said to him, if Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but surely fall before him. While they were still talking with him, the king's inner came in and hastened to bring Haman to the banquet with Esther and prepare for him. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, church. Hallelujah. God is able to step right in. But before all this, the Bible tells us that Esther and all that was with her, they stopped and they prayed and fasted for 3 days. And that was supposed to kill Esther, she said, if it be, let it so be done. Yeah. But I'm going to be used to do what God has called me to do. I would just sit here and to be the queen of, but I was sent here to save God's people.
Uh-huh.
I want you to understand, church, it's turning around for your good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand, when we look at these scriptures, Mordecai had exposed a plot of assassination against King Hazarus. See, thus he had saved the king's life. Although his good deed was recorded in the history books, Mordecai had gone unrewarded. But God was saving Mordecai's reward for the right time. I want you to understand, God is saving it for the right time. Just as Haman was about to hang Mordecai unjustly, the king was ready to give the reward. Although God promises to reward our good deeds, we sometimes feel our payoff is too far away. Be patient, I say. God is about to turn it around. God steps in. Hallelujah. When it will do the most good. I say it again. He will step in when it will do the most good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Glory to God. He will step in and turn it around when it will do the most good. I told you earlier, church, we serve a God that is not ordinary. We serve an extraordinary God. That means he can do more. Look at the extra, all extraordinary. He does more over and abundantly all that we can ask or think of or receive it. I want you to understand, church, we serve a God of more than enough. Ain't nothing man can do if God has not called it to pass. It shall not be done. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We thank you, Lord God. The Bible says in Lamentations 3:37, who is he who speaks up and it comes to pass when he, Lord, the Lord our God, has not commanded it?
Yes.
It's working out for your good.
Amen.
It's turning around for your good.
Amen.
The Bible says in chapter 7, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to try to go through this real quick for the sake of time. The Bible says in chapter 7, verse 1 through 2, it says, so the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine. And the king again said to Esther, what is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Excuse me. Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done. The queen answered and said, if I found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request.
Amen.
For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could never compensate for the king's loss. So King Ahasuerus answered and said to Queen Esther, who is he and where is he? Who would dare presume in his heart to do such a thing? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is the wicked Haman. So Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Then the king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. But Haman stood before Queen Esther pleading for his life, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, will he also assault the queen while I am in the house?
Mm-hmm.
As the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Now Habonah, one of the Edomites, said to the king, look, the gallows, 50 cubits high,
wow,
which Haman made for Mordecai,
yes,
who spoke good on the king's behalf,
yes,
is standing at the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him on it.
My Lord.
So they hang Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath subsided. Hallelujah. I want us to see here, God is able.
Yes.
God is able.
Yes.
That the enemy was trying to do to destroy you, to kill you.
Yes.
God will step in.
Yes.
And turn that thing around for your good.
Mm.
Haman's hatred and evil plotting turned against him when the king discovered his true intentions. He was hanged on the gallows he had built for someone else.
My Lord.
It teaches us that a person who digs a pit for others, yes, will fall into it himself. Amen. When your God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. When you decree and declare, pray this, he that's in me, that he that's in the world, turn around has to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Church is turning around.
Amen.
For your good.
Mm-hmm.
For your good. The Bible says in Proverbs 26 and 27, whoever digs a pit will fall into it.
Yes.
And he who rolls a stone will have it roll back on him. Because we serve a God of turnaround.
Amen.
Amen. We serve a God of turnaround. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I hope I can get this in right here. Hallelujah. In Genesis 15, 19 to 20, that Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
Hallelujah.
God is turning that thing around for your good, to bless you in all that he's called to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
See, God brought good from the brother's evil deed, and hallelujah, and Potiphar's wife with false accusation, the butler's neck, and 7 years of famine. The experiences in Joseph's life taught him that God brings good from evil from those who trust him. Do you trust God enough to wait patiently for him to bring good out of bad situations? Will you trust him to turn it around for you? Amen. You can trust God because, as Joseph learned, God can overrule people's evil intentions to bring about his intended result. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. See, God works, he works in all things, not just isolated incidents for our good. Amen. This does not mean that all that happens to us is good. Evil is prevalent in our fallen world, but God is able to turn every circumstance around for our long-range good. Amen. Note that God is not working to make us happy, but to fulfill his purpose. Note also that this promise is not for everybody. It can be claimed only by those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Those who are called are those the Holy Spirit convinces and enables to receive Christ. Such people have a new mindset, a new perspective on life. They trust God, not lost treasures. They look for their security in heaven, not on earth. They learn to accept, not resent pain and persecution, because God is with them.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, as we wrap up here, church, and we thank God for the word on today.
Yeah, thank you.
As I wrap up with this last scripture in Deuteronomy, that God is turning around for your good. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 23, 4 through 5, because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam, the son of Beor, from Pethor, of Mesopotamia, to curse you. The Bible says in verse 5, nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning around because he loves you.
Yeah.
Because he loves you. It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't quit. It has no limits.
Mm-hmm.
It's unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the love of God.
Yeah.
He turns it around because he loves you.
Amen.
He loves you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's turning around for your good. It's turning around, sister. It's turning around, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Will you believe that and receive it today? The doors of the church are open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. There may be one today who have heard this word here today, and the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart, and you realize something today. You realize that, you know what, today is that day of turnaround. Today is that day of turnaround. Today is that day that I'm going to ask God to come into my life and to save me. If that is you, will you press one? Will you press one today? This is it. The most important day of your living life, the day that you be born again. The day that you be born again is the most important day of your living life. Amen. Will you press one? If you are online, you heard this message, you're online, and you desire to be born again today, will you call in first? 845-277-9213. We realize that there's some that be online and they press one, but then you have to call into the line first. 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Amen. And Apostle Talanika and I and Mr. Lauren Green is standing here, you know, with us. We want to help you to pray the prayer of salvation. A prayer, you know, that it's not a hard prayer. It's not something hard. You know, we make things hard in life. God has made it easy for us. He has already made it easy for us. So will you press one? If there is someone here today, you heard this word today. Now, a lot of us, we're already in the body of Christ. We're already born again. But we do face things in life. You know, those who live godly shall face persecution. So that means that we're going to go through some things in our life. Amen? But we thank God that as this word went forth today, he is the God of turnaround. And as apostle, you know, as you say, you know, just in the right time, you know, he's going to turn the thing around when it's most effective in your life. Will you come today? Will you come today right now and allow Jesus Christ to be effective, most effective in your life? We carry these things from day to day. Day to day, we carry these things. Some of you, we go ahead on and give up on life. And that's not the will of God for you. Not the will of God that any man or woman should perish, you know, but to have life and have it everlasting. So don't give up on God. Will you come today? The prayers of the righteous develop much. Will you press one today? Church family, that's something that you want to pray about. That's something that you want to come to the throne of grace. This is a right, a blood purchase right, that we can come to the throne of grace boldly. Will you press one? If there is one today who are looking for a church home, amen, no matter where you are, if you're in Chicago, if you're in New York, if you're in New Orleans or in Shreveport, you're in Houston, or any other part of Sound and I, you know, we went out to Alexandria City. If you're in Alexandria City, Alabama, Alexandria City, Alabama, if you're in Alexandria City and you're listening today and you want to be a part of this, man, you believe that this is the ministry that God has placed on your heart where you can grow. Apostle Talanika and I, you know, we'll be honored, you know, to be your shepherd. We'll be honored to disciple you. And so we're only going to do it this way, the way that it's being done now, through the eyes, through the voice, through the word of God, the lens of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that we know to do. We only know to love you that way. We'll be honored to be your pastor. Will you press one today? It don't matter where you are. Will you press one today? Thank God there's no time and no distance in spirit. And we are here. We can't see one another, but we are here together in the presence of the Lord. So we thank God that we can use this technology to be in each other's presence. And that day will come when we will come together. Will you press one today? Amen, amen. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for this word, for your word that went forth today. We thank you that your word have blessed our hearts in the name of Jesus. Even while it was being preached today, you are the God of turnaround. You have turned it around while it was being preached right now in the name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one that heard this word today, that their minds, that it be renewed, that their hearts, that it be changed, that their whole physical body be transformed. That their whole being, their whole self, not a partial self, but their whole self be covered by the precious blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. And we say, Father God, that we are blessed and we are highly favored because you have blessed us and you have called us your righteousness. We are covered by the blood, by your blood, and we are more than overcomers through Christ Jesus. That's our testimony. And we say all is well with us. All is well with us in our home and every single thing that is concerning us. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And everybody do say amen. Amen.